one.
Larry is here with me. We have just finished a meeting. It's going on now, but we decided we better call you. Let me speak to you very confidentially about this and tell you everything we know, and then we can agree on what you ought to tell your people.
Okay.
In the meeting, we have Gardner Ackley of the Economic Council, Clark Clifford as a special lawyer, David Ginsburg, Bob McNamara, Larry O'Brien, Joe Califano, Bill Moyers, Bill Wirtz, and Mr. Reynolds, and Nick Katzenbach.
Yeah.
Reynolds is the negotiator.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that if we can, it would be very desirable from the standpoint of the few Democratic senators that may be running and the many Democratic congressmen, some 75, mm-hmm. It would be better if the Republicans like Griffin and other Burchite Goldwater types were not in a position to say that President Johnson, the Democratic president, in effect, first one since Harry Truman drafted him, tried to force workers to go back to work. Now, that's the thing we'd like to avoid. It won't affect me because I'm not running.
Yeah.
But it will affect every congressman from a doubtful district.
Yeah.
And then, if they elect him, we'll have an 80th Congress. The Senate will be Democratic, but the House will be Republican, so we can't pass anything.
Yeah.
Now, we think we'd like to avoid that, if it's at all possible. Now then, what are we confronted with? We're confronted, really, with the president having done everything that he possibly could, including getting into the agreement that all the Congress urged him to, several speeches, and trying to get them to agree. He's used all the power he had under the Railway Labor Act. He appointed the board, appointed a labor board, a pro-labor board. He appointed a member of the Senate. He did everything he knew how to do. Then he negotiated a settlement, and then they refused to ratify that. Now then, what else can be done? There are three possible things. Compulsory arbitration as advocated for Dirksen. He kind of got off of it after 12 hours, but he started out saying that it was very odious, but that Congress would have to do it if the president didn't act.
Yeah.
Number two, the 180 days resolution of Morse, which gets us by election, permits tempers to cool off, keeps everything running, keeps the men being paid, doesn't sacrifice any of their position. The third thing is the Griffin resolution, which is very obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the president make a determination every 60 days, just enough to inflame them. Now, while they inflame them against me, I'm not on the ballot. The man it hurts is a little congressman from Maryland like Mike Monroney Jr. or whoever's running, and here's a Democratic president that's inflaming them. Now, Griffin did that, and some of our Democratic boys voted with him, knowing what they were doing, I think. And Reynolds and Wirtz and all of them say that just destroys collective bargaining, and it is anathema. George Meany says that he can't believe any Democrat, any labor man would ever vote for it, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the more dangerous one. Now, what we'd like to do if we could, the House says that they don't want that kind of resolution, but if they have to act in a hurry, they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
What we would like to do for the Democrats, without the president getting in it any more than they have to, if they make me, I'll have to, and they'll be the ones that suffer, not me.
Yes, sir.
But we would like for them to just meet and say, well, now we've considered all this. We've talked to the Department of Justice, and they helped Morse on his resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Morse is the best authority here. We'll all agree on the 180-day resolution and report it out.
Yep.
If they did that, everything would be the best for us. If you can't do that, then you may insist on calling Wirtz. When you call Wirtz, that puts us on the spot, makes it possible, hard for him to negotiate a settlement, because labor will say he went up and testified against him,
yep. And
he'll be handicapped in the further negotiations. He's already been handicapped because they made him go up the other day. The union said, hell, you up there trying to break a strike.
Yeah.
But if they have to, he'll go up, and if he's pressed, he'll say there are three positions, and I would prefer I would prefer the Morris one to the other two.
Yeah.
But it's up to Congress to do whatever it wants to. Now, we hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
We wish the Senate, they've heard all the testimony,
yeah,
wish they'd meet. Now, Yarbrough appears all right. Let Larry run down the group with you.
Okay.
I talked to Yarbrough this morning, and he said that he was prepared to change his position in,
yep,
terms of placing the Congress in the position he feels now they have to be in this. Randolph stated, quote, "I'm inclined to go along," end quote.
Okay.
Nelson said, well, this seems to be a long way down the road, and I'd be personally willing to alter my position and get back to something like the Morris resolution. The only fear I have is it's probably too far gone. But what I emphasize that he expressed a personal willingness, you know, to consider changing the position.
Yep.
Pete Williams tells me that he was the original author of this so-called Griffin bill, that he discussed it with Javits.
He's charging out.
Off this weekend, he is perfectly willing to change his position and have the Congress take on this responsibility.
Good.
Now, Joe Clark says that, I must say, in all candor, that Clark is saying, well, I think this is an executive responsibility, and I'm going to be the floor manager of the bill, and so forth and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The best I got out of Clark was, well, all right, he was going to the Mansfield meeting, and he was willing to take the temperature of the meeting.
Okay.
I suggested to him he might find some of the people that had been sharing his view up to now expressing a willingness this morning at your meeting to change their position.
Yep.
And alter it in that degree. Now, Claiborne Pell, I'd have to place pretty much in the category of Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Claiborne Pell is still mouthing around about executive responsibility.
Yep.
But he did say, and that's just about what Clark said, well, all right, if you tell me there may be a change of attitude in there on the part of several key members of the committee, I'm willing to listen.
Good.
I can't tell you that Clark and Pell in either instance agreed to go along as the others have.
Yeah.
And that is the extent of our report, but I think to summarize it, I will have to say that fellows like Yarbrough and Randolph and Nelson and Pete Williams, they were all indicating that, by God, they were ready to follow your leadership.
Okay.
And I will say this, that the key to it, 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 honestly, off our conversations, is that if you press and move in there hard on this, you're going to find some real support.
I will.
Now, Mike, there's two things I think you ought to point out to them. Number one, anything they put on the executive, they don't put on me, my name's not on the ticket. They put it on Democratic congressmen and people like Metcalf.
I got it.
Because if I become a strike breaker and I'm a Democrat, the others will benefit from it.
Yeah.
That is number one. Number two, they've already had this testimony, and if all the Congress will do together, it will not be a political thing. And if you and Dirksen and Griffin and Yarbrough all vote for the thing together, it will be diffused and will not center on either a Democrat or a Republican. They'll share it.
Yep.
But if we go to Colin Wirtz back up there, you'll destroy my negotiator that has to settle this thing, and you'll involve a Democratic president, and while it'll be personally distasteful to me, I'm not running, and it'll just screw up every congressman from a doubtful district. I'm going into six of them's district this weekend in New York and in Vermont and in Maine and things like that. And this is the worst thing that could happen when I walk in for all labor to picket me and say, well, he's the guy that ordered him back.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it, sir. Bye.
All right, you're through. I'm sweating.